Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And Ted, we've got a special guest with us this morning. Janelle Dobbins with Evergy is with us. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning on this hot and humid summer morning?
Yeah, well, you know, I did yesterday afternoon I walked into my home and I thought, boy, God bless Evergy. You know, the air conditioner was working on a very hot day. And, you know, I've got to tell you, in the recent, we had a storm here. We had a couple of storms. We had one the other day where one of our phone wire lines in our backyard came down. And the Evergy guys were out. Of course, this morning we were very busy, but they came out and they got it done for us and fixed us all up. So we're thank you for those people who do that kind of work. But Evergy also has some energy programs now. A couple of them you want to talk about this morning. Tell us about these programs, please.
Yeah, we have some new energy efficiency, which, you know, this time of year is particularly important. As you said, all of our air conditioners are working overtime as it's nice and hot. So a couple of the rebates available is the first one is actually a heating and cooling discount. So if you're thinking, it's probably time I'm looking to upgrade that HVAC system, because the more modern ones are much more high efficient and we have rebates available up to $1,000. So how that works is you look on our website at evergy.com/save, you find that authorized contractor, they come out and check it. And depending on the SEER level of your system, which is just a measure of how efficient your air conditioning system is, of what you're going to be upgrading to, that will depend on what that rebate amount is up to that $1,000 amount.
All right. And you also have this is a good idea, smart thermostats. I like that.
Yeah, so when we talk about smart thermostats, we're talking about a Wi-Fi enabled thermostat. So that might be a Google Nest or an Ecobee, Honeywell or Sensi. And we have two different parts of that program. One, if you already have one on your wall and you're like, yep, I'm already energy efficient, you can get up to a $100 enrollment bonus for us for just signing that up as part of our thermostat program. But if you don't have one, you can actually go online to our marketplace and order one. It'll be shipped directly to your house. You do a self-install, which is not hard. There's lots of YouTube videos on it. As I say, if I can install it, anyone can install it. And then the great thing is you can control that from your phone. And I find it super handy. Like I'm out either having dinner with friends or out grocery shopping, and I realize I'm going to be out later than I thought I was. And I'm like, well, I don't need to pre-cool the house this early. And so I change the thermostat from wherever I am. Or if you're getting off a flight from travel or you're driving back from that summer vacation, you're like, oh, I want that house cool. When I get there, you can just change it from wherever you are. And then the house then fits your schedule instead of you trying to fit that older programmed schedule.
Okay, so to find out about these programs, you have a website we can go to, right?
Yep, and if you specifically go to www.evergy.com/save, S-A-V-E, that will take you right in to see that heating and cooling, the smart thermostat. We have an insulation air sealing one that kind of works that same way as heating and cooling. And we even have a quick 5-minute home energy analysis that you just go in, answer a couple of questions, and then it'll give you great tips of just easy ways of how to save energy, such as, you know, do you have one of those ceiling fans? If so, make sure you actually have it running counterclockwise here in the summer so the fan is lifting that warm air up out of the room. And then in the winter, you just flip it back to clockwise.
Okay. Evergy and electricity and our heating and cooling, something we take for granted, most of us, or a lot of us do. What about the rate increase you've requested with KCC? You think that's going to go through?
That will be, as everyone knows, we are a regulated one. So sure. The KCC's reading through it, checking into it. Customers are able to put their thoughts about it online to the KCC if we want, and we will see what the KCC's decision is.
Yeah, they do that. That's what they do. Hey, listen, thanks for being with us this morning. We won't take you for granted anymore. When I go to my air conditioner, I'll know who's in charge. And it's Janelle who's in charge, right? Okay.
Yeah. Some days.
Janelle Dobbins from Evergy. Thanks for being with us, Janelle. We appreciate it. It's 8:18, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's sports time again with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we go up to Kansas City last night, Kauffman Stadium. The Kansas City Royals in action against the last place Pittsburgh Pirates. Royals looking for a 3-game sweep. Well, there was a hero last night, and it's the Royals' first baseman, Salvador Perez, who had quite a night at the plate. He hit a home run early in the game. And then he came up later on in a tie game in the bottom of the eighth inning. You heard it last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
First pitch is hammered to deep center field. Back goes Cruz, away back, and gone, Perez. Salvador Perez, second home run of the game, his third hit. He now has 13 home runs. And that was really odd because I just said Isaac Mattson was in the game last night, but not very long because he came on with the Royals in the bottom of the ninth, had two on, one out. And it was Mattson who served up the pitch that Lofton singled into left center to end the game. His first pitch tonight, Perez launches over the center field fence. So he has given up the lead to the Royals in his last two pitches. How odd is that?
And the Royals go on to win that game. 4-3 was the final score. The two home runs from Salvador Perez. Hey, the three-game sweep for the Royals. They've won 6 of 7, and an off day today as the homestand will continue. Minor League Baseball, the first-place Wichita Wind Surge, not able to get a win last night, falling 6-4 to the San Antonio Missions downtown at Equity Bank Park. Same two teams tonight, game 6 of a 9-game homestand for the first-place Surge. It's KU night. First 2,000 fans get a KU Wind Surge hat. First-place Wichita hosting the Missions, 7:05 tonight downtown at Equity Bank Park. From the world of basketball, former Washburn basketball star Ryan Murphy passed away yesterday at the age of 45. Big star in high school in Towanda at Circle High School. And he became a college legend for the Ichabods in Washburn. Played for the Ichabods in the late 90s into the early 2000s. He is in the Washburn Athletics Hall of Fame. Third all-time for the Ichabods in points. Fourth all-time for the Ichabods in rebounds for the big 6'6 forward from Benton, Kansas. And he was on three NCAA tournament teams in his time at Washburn, including the national runner-up team in 2001. The Washburn legend and the Circle Thunderbird legend. From basketball, Ryan Murphy. He passed away yesterday at the age of 45. And we've been talking this morning about the birthday of former Kansas City Royals outfielder Hal McCray, who is 80 years old today. I've been telling Hal McCray stories. We told him we talked earlier in the show about his leg fracture when he was with the Reds in the late 60s. And kind of after he recovered from that, he became known as the most aggressive base runner of the 1970s.
Yeah.
A man who left home plate thinking double every time he hit the ball. And he taught younger players and reminded the veterans, take nothing for granted, take no prisoners on the bases. In Game 4 of the 1980 World Series, Hal McCray twice turned a seemingly routine single to center field into a double. He played hard, so hard that the rule requiring a runner to slide into second base when breaking up a double play is still called the Hal McCray rule, in honor of the man whose crossbody blocks into second base broke up a lot of double plays and busted up a few second basemen at the same time.
Yeah.
And of course, now, because of that, and now the rule is you can't even basically touch the fielder at all. You can't go into second base trying to break up a double play.
I know.
It's completely a non-contact thing.
Don't want anybody to get hurt.
Hal McCray did it back in the day.
Listen, you're talking about, and I remember watching, it was there at the Kansas City, he hit a grounder up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
The second baseman almost got to it, and finally it made its way over in the gap somehow, he got a triple. And it was just
on a ball hit up the middle.
It hit up the middle.
Yeah.
Just aggressive base running.
I know. Then look at his career numbers. Career, .290 batting average, 191 home runs, nearly 1,100 runs driven in, and nearly 500 doubles.
Great numbers.
The great Hal McCray, longtime Kansas City Royals legend. It's his birthday. He is 80 years old today, Hal McCray. And that's sports with Steve and Ted, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, with locations east, west, and historic Delano, featuring a rooftop deck there. Wichita Brewing Company, it's pizza and beer made here.
I don't know if you mentioned it. Didn't Hal manage the team at one time?
Yes, I did not mention that. He also was a manager of the Kansas City Royals after his playing career.
And then he had his son who was a great player.
Brian McCray played many years in the big leagues, including a long stint with the Royals as well.
Hal McCray. All right. Thank you, Ted.